Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday, broadcasting out of Yakima, Washington, and guest speaker Perry Whaley from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Vibing with Vitiligo. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday. If you have a product or business, you can bring it into doitallinthemall.com, where all entrepreneurs can be found under the client's carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop for anything you need, all while listening to entertainment, all in your own comfort. You can make a difference worldwide. Take a tour and shop. We'll then be ready for discussion. In the meantime, call us at 845-241-9985. And now, we'll hear from our speaker for today.
All right, I'm going to say good afternoon or good evening to everybody. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Well, if
yes.
You can, okay. Well, once again, my name's Perry Whaley, and I'll be your host this evening. And today I'm going to say, I'm going to use the word celebration as I get ready to be the host of the show today. I'm going to say celebration, and I'm going to say back in July of 2018, is when Chris started Let's Do It All, Let's Do It All Radio. And today is an honor for me to be hosting on his behalf, and you know, he'll be missed. But I just want to welcome everybody, and tonight is very joyful for me because I met Chris, and he was always a delightful person, and we've been knowing each other for years. And then back in at the World Vitiligo Day in Houston was when we first met, after like a year and a half, 2 years of not meeting. And I got a chance to meet him, and ever since then we've been communicating. He's been telling me of his dreams and his thoughts. So he will truly be missed. And today for me, I'm going to use this time as a celebration because Chris was he always had ideas. He always been energized, and he helped me stay focused on a lot of different things. And people didn't know, but we talked a lot. We talked in the morning, late evening, and I'm talking straight whole year, and we didn't even know each other. And, you know, and tonight it's just an honor and privilege that everybody who is on this line today will be able to get to say something wonderful about Chris and mean it, because he left an impression on a lot of people, especially myself. For me, once again, it is truly an honor to be here tonight speaking on his behalf on a show that he started way back in July of 2018. And now for me to be helping out on his dream is phenomenal. And all I can say is it's going to be a great show. People are going to see some great things. And I'm looking forward to everybody participating and being a part of something great that Chris started back in July of 2018, and here we are in 2021. So we want to give him some flowers. We just want to give him his flowers now as well. And I wish he was here, but unfortunately he's not. But we're going to keep moving, and we're going to be vibing with Vitiligo. And for all those who have Vitiligo, I thank y'all for supporting, and I'll be introducing your guests. For tonight, I know for the first guest, I know I'll probably have Miss Denise Blank from Fearfully Wonderful Made in Indianapolis, Vitiligo Community Group. Second, I think it'll be Miss Janice Fort, if I'm pronouncing it right, host for Tuesday,
yes.
Keeping the History Alive, right here at Let's Do It Radio. And we have a lot of people calling in today on Chris's memories with Chris Moody. Be patient, and we will get to our first caller as we have some important friends and family that we need to hear from. And once again, you can call in at 845-241-9985. 9985, and it would be our pleasure for you to call in tonight. And without further ado, I want, if Miss Deborah Moody is online, she's going to be opening up tonight with a prayer, I believe. Miss Moody, are you there?
Not yet. She's almost.
Okay. Miss Moody is not in the building just yet, but we're going to continue. So Miss Sharon, I want you to just say something special about Chris while we wait for Miss Moody.
Say that again.
I want you to say something special about Mr. Moody until Miss Sharon, until Miss Moody gets here. Something real quick.
He was like a brother to me, and we talked all hours of the night, no matter where he was or where I was being on the road. We would sit and we would talk, and he did the same thing, his dreams, his poems, his kids. Just opened up. Just we were able to open up, share, and just connect. Just basically connect. And I'll speak more on him later on this evening. But I'm going to go ahead and let someone else speak.
Hey, if I may, my name is A.G. Shaw. I've known Chris pretty much since high school. We've gone from St. Louis to the DMV area and back to St. Louis. I knew him when he was with Rebecca. I knew he is a proud and loving father of all his children. Like you said, sir, he used to have his epiphanies all hours of the night and in the morning. And he affectionately called me Big Man for some reason. And he was like, "Hey, Big Man, I got this idea. I want to bounce off of you." And we'd have all these intellectual and business talks because Chris was an innovator. He didn't let the Villago hold him down. He wanted me to take photos of certain people. He knew a lot of influential people he was trying to introduce me to. And I always told him, I'm like, "Man, you know, I don't need any fame. Do your thing. I want to put you in my book. I want to do this because we're going to get there together." And there was times where I talked to him because he went through what he went through in relationships, and I was going through what I was going through. And a lot of times we get to talking, and I tell him, I can't talk, man. I'm in a funk." And he goes, "Oh, no." And he would always lift me up, and we talked about his books, and we talked about campaigns, and he wanted to do a vitiligo calendar to show the beauty that's not just skin deep. He worked whatever job he could. He always took care of his children, as far as I know. When I was in Walter Reed, he was in the DMV. He found out I was in a military hospital. He came to see me. I met his youngest, well, the youngest time, took some pictures, you know, and that's before he even got back here. And I started working in photo studios. Our paths always crisscrossed. And I don't know what pictures you may have because I didn't get to log in, but I know we have pictures with my then wife and him and his then wife. I know he knows my children. He used to do capoeira and I used to do Wing Chun. But I'm not going to stay long. I'm just going to say Chris is my brother. Chris had a business sense, and you couldn't derail him. He knew he was going to do something. He knew he was going to make something. And after he got that book published, he called me. It was about 12, 1 in the morning. He was happy. He told me to go on Amazon. And I told him I bought it from Amazon. Since we were both in St. Louis at the time, I said, "I'm going to come to you. You just tell me when." And I wanted autographs. Unfortunately, it never happened because out of all those conversations we had, and I think I spoke to him 2.5-3 weeks before that Tuesday, he never told me he was sick. he just said, well, you know, I'm down. And I'm thinking, be careful because I'm thinking COVID. He never told me he was on dialysis. He never told me anything else. When I found out, I was saddened because I would have taken him. I mean, I live right in U City. I would have taken him. But, you know, he was strong, and he would share all the good times, but I guess he didn't share the bad times. So I don't have much else to say. I'm sorry for jumping the line, but there's some things I'm going to have to do this evening. And I just want y'all to know that, you know, I had love for my brother, and if there's anything I can do in his memory to help with anything, those of you who know me on Facebook and have my number, please reach out to me.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you for that, for those wonderful words on Chris's behalf, man. And, you know, we all love him, man, and you had a special bond with him. Is Miss Moody in yet?
Mama Mooney's here.
All right, Mama Moody.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to get in the house here for just a moment. Give me a second here. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you so much for the tribute to him. I heard, I think that was Andre that I just heard, my new son. Oh, okay. Give me just a second. I'm sorry. I've been running all day, and I'm trying to wrap up some loose ends.
Take your time.
Okay, thank you so much. So what's been going on? How's who's all been on? What did I miss?
Well, we're waiting
right
for
now
you to
we're
say
at
the prayer.
We're at where you're going to say the prayer. We have a lot of people on that are going to speak. We're looking at 8 right now. So,
okay. I thought that was already done. I'm sorry. I don't have anything in from you. I just walked in. I'm sorry. I've just been so busy.
Why don't I go ahead and take a minute?
Yes.
And we're gonna Jerry, we're gonna go ahead and play the first song. You wanna go ahead and introduce the first song, please?
All right. Well, we're gonna introduce Ms. Beatrice Jenkins' song "Going Up a Yonder."
Awesome.
Amen. I'm just so grateful to be a part of this awesome celebration of the life of Mr. Chris James Mooney. I hope you enjoy this selection. If you wanna know where I'm going,
my Savior, face to face.
yes, yes.
We want to thank Ms. Beatrice Jenkins for going up with Yonder. And I hope Ms. Deborah Moody is ready to speak about her son. And are you there, Ms. Moody?
I am. I'm right here. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank her for that wonderful selection as well.
Okay. Well, Ms. Moody, without further ado, if you'd like to jump in and say the prayer and speak something about your son, you have the floor.
Absolutely. If anyone is near anyone, please touch them and agree. Father, we ask that this tribute to my son, Christopher James Howard Bartholomew Mooney, touches many hearts that tune in and listen. We pray, Lord, for our audience that's ranging from prisoners to pastors. We pray we help and keep them close to home and encourage them with God's love. We want to speak truth and love, wisdom, convincingly and passionately, Lord. We continue to ask for direction and correction. For all of these things, we thank, love, and praise you in your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Well, what can I say? It's really hard to just put any words in any sentence about him. Words are only a portion in comparison to how I feel about him. And Ashraf certainly knows that as well as myself. But I'd like to share a story about him. And it's the reason why I call him Zupa with a Z, Z-U-P-P-A. When Christopher was 10 months old, he fell out of the second floor window at my mom's home on top of a window fan. When he could talk, I told him the story about the window and the fan, and that's when I began to call him Superman with the S-U-P-P-A man. He couldn't pronounce Superman, so he would say Zupa. I would secretly call him Zupa all the way up to the age of 44. Where he met his demise. That's a lot of, it's ironic that a lot of his upcoming books were of superheroes. And generally when we were out running errands or whatever, especially in the presence of a lot of people, after he would network them, he would ask them,
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be? And I love that about him. I mean, after Network, I'm going to tell you, when we would walk out of a grocery store and I'd be headed for the car, I look back and he's not there. You know what he's doing? He's holding a door. It doesn't matter, man, female, didn't matter. And he's talking and rapping, and I have to go back with him and just get in on the conversation. So once I asked him that exact question of him, several of which he had answers for, but this one I remember. He said, my superpower would be to read minds, especially if they were negative thoughts, you know, or they were demeaning. So before the person would open their mouth, he would simply change their minds to make them feel legal, ethical, and moral is what he would say. You know, that's what his power was. But he had many more powers just naturally as a natural man. I mean, he was awesome at networking. He was extremely comical. A creative genius, yes. And absolutely sensitive about his children. I never saw a grown man cry about an animated movie. And that movie is the movie of Moana, when that's one of his favorite songs. Not to mention that he, you know, certainly a caring, loving son, brother, nephew, uncle, friend, and a phenomenal dad. He just did so much with his children. I wish I could share some of the videos with everyone to show how he, and there are some, there's one particular on YouTube where he does the Teenage Ninja Turtles, and he made it out of cardboard, the turtle shields, and had his swords, of course, and he did the exact thing that they did, and it's awesome. But he did that kind of thing all the time, made crates out of milk, made like mountains out of milk carts. He did so much. I can't even tell you. When I lived with him and he requested me to come up to Maryland when he had his AFib surgery for his heart, he's just phenomenal. I didn't even know that he had already had it. I was late coming up is what it was. And I wouldn't have known if he wasn't, you know, being himself, more jolly and more active. He mostly sat and did a lot of jewelry. He made over 100 pieces of earrings, bracelets, necklaces, dream catchers. And he taught me how to do that as well. So, I mean, he's just great at what he did. He especially expressed himself, and this is probably me, but as if he were a psychoanalyst, in my opinion, because he made these dream catchers. And I thought of him as an activist, a deepest pacifist, just for him being that way on a natural basis. I mean, he was just, I mean, I may sound biased, but maybe I am because I am his mother, but these are true things that other people are saying as well. He was baptized Bartholomew, and that alone, you know, says it all. If you Google Bartholomew, one of the saints of the Bible, one of his attributes were knife and flayed skin, which is ironic as well. Because he was trained in martial arts by his uncle Clarence, who preceded him in death. And he owned several interesting knives, which I will be holding for his two sons, his older sons. But he would just flip them and open up so fast before you even know it. And as for the flayed skin of Bartholomew, was the reason why I named him, is a type of torture in the medieval times that most people gaze upon in the same way that they do vitiligo. So those two things were very interesting to just associate with him. But, I mean, I could go on and on forever with things he's done and said, and I don't know. He said, Mom, get your poetry book out because you're going to be next. We're going to publish your book too.
where is it? So I pulled it out, and he said, as a matter of fact, when I'm finished with this laptop, you can have it. Just don't mess with this part over here. I'm going to give you this because he has so many things on the laptop. I have his phone as well. On in his color notes, there are probably 70 or 80, I don't know, poems that are and projects and stories. And one in particular, the Bomani bears that he was creating, and the bears in the book would grow as his five children would. Or yes, so and that's how that. And I just look forward to doing that. We're going to try and find someone to help me with these projects because it's a lot, and we're gonna let his legacy live on. They will not just sit idle in the phone and on the computer. We're going to really do something with them. I'm so sorry.
Are you
no, that's
okay, Ms. Moody? We got it. We support you on this. We're supporting you on this.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
so we're going to give Ms. Moody a minute. We're going to give Ms. Moody a minute to get herself together. But we're going to go on. And, you know, as she spoke, she said Chris had a favorite song. And that favorite song was by, it was a song by Dwayne Johnson, I believe it was. And it was You're Welcome from Moana. Moana, I think it's Moana. And the song is I Don't Know
Moana.
It. We're going to introduce that song. If we can we introduce that song?
I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demigod. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Look at him, yo. Oh, also I lasso the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your tree. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome, well, come to think of it. Kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconut. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, 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 Maui, just make it happen.
Took me back to Chris, and just his personality was that outgoing. And once again, I hope I'm pronouncing Moana.
Moana
was the name of the song. What is it?
Moana. Yeah.
Moana.
And I challenge anyone to pull the movie up and watch it. And when you see him, you will think that's him. I promised him that I was going to make him a curly wig and get him a grass skirt. And he already had the tattoo, so he would have been him. Absolutely. But I wish I had. I have it in video of him singing it with his younger son, Wyatt. And Wyatt loved him singing that song. So, just you have to see it, and you'll see Chris in it. On my Zoom.
Well, once again, that was one of Chris's favorite songs, and I think moving on, he has another song that I think he enjoyed by Marvin Cockrell.
It's
the St. Louis Bounce. And I think, can we hear that song? I think that's another song that he likes.
Okay, Doc. For a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that looks good, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I should have been waiting on my friend there.
Right.
Trill, it's on you. What's going on? Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, what are we going to do today?
Oh, something different but cool.
Something different but cool.
You ought to get the St. Louis Bounce.
St. Louis Bounce? What's that?
You not familiar with the St. Louis Bounce? Oh, man. Kid, sit back, relax, and dig on my style for a while. You're going to be something different and cool. Trust me.
That's what I'm here. Bounce around, we gon' bounce it out with the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around, we gon' bounce it out. Do the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around, we gon' bounce it out with the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around, we gon' bounce it out. Do the St. Louis Bounce.
North side, east side, west side, south side, time to wake on up. Time to put all the way to promise and do the St. Louis Bounce. Grade school, high school, college, when you finish your homework, come on down and join in the fun with us doing the St. Louis Bounce. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever the sport, get on up in the bleachers, let me see you do the St. Louis Bounce. Uptown, downtown, city, county, no matter where you at, hands, back, shoulders, legs, just bouncing just like that. Come on, bounce. Let me see you bounce.
Around. We gon' bounce it out with the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around. We gon' bounce it out through the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around. We gon' bounce it out with the St. Louis Bounce. Bounce around. We gon' bounce it out through the St. Louis Bounce.
East side, east side, west side, south side, time to shake it up.
Shake it.
Yell it out and scream it out. We got the St. Louis Bounce. Gage reunion's bringing it to you to put a smile on your face. To show you all we can have a ball when the bounce up in this state. Dress up suits or jeans with shoes or just to own your kicks. Let's have some fun doing the bounce straight out of St. Louis. Come on and just bounce. Let me see you bounce. Just bounce it out. St. Louis bounce. Come on, bounce. Let me see you bounce.
You got the feeling of the beat, the movement of your feet, start the movement in the street, cause we bounce around, gotta move the crowd, St. Louis is where we're found, oh yes, and we the best, just put it to the test, the beat is so loud, it's my breath living in your chest, I can't do your dance, but I'm kinda not impressed, if you ain't doing the bounce, you need to put that dance to rest, why, because we bounce around, from town to town, everybody just get on down, and we at the ball game, starting up a bounce train, when I get a signal, everybody just clown, huh, because we bounce around. We gon' bounce it out with St. Louis bounce around. We gon' bounce it out with St. Louis bounce around. We gon' bounce it out. Bounce around. We gon' bounce it out with St. Louis bounce around.
When I said I was going to hook it up, I was going to hook it up. You're getting that like swimwear. Different and cool, what you think?
I like it.
Come on, man.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what's up. I told you. You're going to like it.
Yeah, dude. That haircut is
golden. That's the St. Louis.
What's up with you, man?
Woo!
Nice.
St. Louis Bounce.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the St. Louis Bounce.
Yeah.
Right. Well, y'all give Mr. Marvin a round of applause if you can in your house. Give it to him. Just kind of moving on, I just want to kind of talk about, man, a little bit on how Chris created this radio station, man. And he shared that with me a long time ago when I first met him. And he said, I want you to come on my show. I want you to come on my show. I was like, okay, Chris, you know, whenever you're ready, man, just call me. I'll come on the show. So it's just ironic that, you know, when he got sick, that I was asked to help out a little bit, and it was my honor and privilege to do it because I knew he had worked so hard to bring people together, especially with vitiligo, and not with just vitiligo, with people in general, because he was that kind of a person. And, you know, like his mom said, we can go on and on and on about talking about Chris, and there's other people that want to share something about him. So I won't spend a lot of time. I just want to just let her know that her son was incredible. He made some great accomplishments, and we're just trying to celebrate him as much as we can tonight. And I think I don't know if Mr. Marvin Cox will be speaking tonight on behalf of Chris. But
I'm
he's
here.
He's on the phone. Are you? Is he here?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks, Arthur.
Yes, I would like to say I feel very honored that you included me. It's kind of ironic. He and my wife worked at school together here in St. Louis, and my wife said that there was a gentleman that wanted to talk to me about my upcoming concert as far as maybe doing a live stream out on the radio station out in Washington. I'm like, somebody wants to live stream me and my concert? I'm like, I really don't believe this, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, lo and behold, the night of the concert, he came in and introduced himself to me, and I introduced him to some of the band members. He said, yeah, I met your wife, and I really like your music, and I'd like to really, you know, pump it up and put it on my radio station. And, I mean, he came across so genuine and nice, and you don't meet people like that these days. So I'm saying, is he really real? He really wants to, you know, live stream me back and things like that. So I was like, okay, you know, sure, I'd be honored if that's the case. And so, making a long story short, did part of the concert, and then at the break he was saying, hey, they're enjoying it, and say hello to those people. And I was like, this is truly a blessing for me that, you know, this young man would take time to let me be a part of what he's doing. And it's someone I never could forget that. And then the relationship that I've made with Sharon over the years since then, it's kind of like I was shocked to find out that, you know, he had passed, because, you know, he was such a beautiful person. Like I said, you don't meet many people like that. And you all know him personally, but the way I met him, it was, you know, on the business side and performance-wise. But he was a very unique, beautiful person that I'm glad that I had the opportunity to have a shared time with. And again, I thank you all for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you very much for the kind words on Chris's behalf and how you met him, and we're going to cherish those moments as well. So, and you know, we got a program tonight, so we're going to keep it moving. And once again, Mr. Marvin, we appreciate you coming out and sharing the love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. All right, and our next, we got something that Chris written. It's called, I think it's Topographical Universe. It was written by Mr. Chris Moody. And without further ado, a wonderful, wonderful person that I know, and I know she and Chris were pretty close. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce Miss Denise Blanks, and she's going to read the poem. And I'm sure she's going to do a great job. Miss Denise, are you there?
I'm there. Here it goes.
Vitiligo Voice of Victory Speakers Legacy Tour shared a post. I'm going to read it. It's entitled Topographical Universe. With a pen I begin to map the unknown from head to toe, from the rocks of Mars to falling stars that meet at my elbow. Stars on my thighs with flying saucers on the rise, I gaze at the multicolored nexus in the rift. Diamond planets are found with prismatic mounds and aliens climbing their cliffs. My back shaded with dark matter and a Milky Way served on my cheeks like a platter. Galaxies are common show on my knees. Space dust on my skin and earth on my back to begin at a billion stars, if you please. My face is a beautiful nebula. My chest shows Andromeda. My mini space anomalies are blessings and not a curse. What a wonderful thing to have a little of everything and be a living topographical universe. Topographical universe. Topographical universe.
All right, all right. That was a beautiful piece.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. I love it. Yes.
And
yeah,
Mr.
I wish
Lee,
everyone.
I
was touched by that poem that morning when I read it and Chris had posted it, and I was reading that and I was like, he's talking about me and my body. You know, he's talking about what was going on with me, and I was just moved to do that, to put that together. So I put a video together and I did that poetry reading, which, you know, I'd never really done that before. But like I said, his writing moved me, and so that's what came up. And I thought, and then he called me. He was like, I was like, first of all, I didn't get permission to do it. But I knew he had wanted me to do some reading, recording and reading some books or something he was telling me about that we never did get to finish collaborating on me doing. But when I saw that poem, I had to do it. And so when I sent it to him, I said, you don't mind, dude? He said, I love it. I love it. And so he really liked it, and he shared it on, the different Vitiligo online platforms and stuff. And so I did the same thing. And I just enjoyed – because who – people with Vitiligo, we know. We look at our skin, and we see stars, and we see – you know, different things, you know, how people lay in the grass and look at clouds and they see shapes. We do that with our skin. And that's what Chris did when he wrote that poem. It's like, yep, I do that. I got a heart on my skin. I got a little man on my skin. You know, I remember tracing a bear face on my thigh before, you know, because I could see it on my skin. And it's gone now. But so I was just so moved by that poem, and so that's why I had to make that video of it. And I did. I did not know that he was so sick, and you know, it makes me realize that you don't have life is truly a vapor, and you know, you better just do what you want to do as far as, you know, getting things done, because you just never know. But Mrs. Mooney, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being the bearer of that bright star.
You're so very welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
He was a bright star, definitely. And I really appreciated the fact that he would reach out, you know, across the vitiligo lines. You know what I'm saying, Perry, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
He didn't care that, you know, you were a part of this group or you were a part of that group. He was like, it doesn't matter. We all have vitiligo, so let's unite together. You know, and that's the way he was. And I really appreciated that about him. Yeah.
Well, Miss Denise, I'm gonna say we thank you for the kind words on Chris, and it's just wonderful to hear his name, and I can see his face. You know, Perry. You know, and I got an idea, I got something. So I can literally hear him now. And, you know, and watching that, listening to that song with the rock, I can hear, I can imagine him singing that to his, I think his son or daughter. I could imagine him singing mm-hmm. that. And
yes,
he had a number
yes.
of songs. So Ms. Moody, yeah. I just wanted to let you know that Chris was a phenomenal guy, and we're not just saying this. And I just want everybody to know that that song will be, or the poem will be on Do It All in the Mall, our homepage. So it'll be on there. So
Whoa.
Check it out on Let's Do It All on Do It All in the Mall radio on their homepage. It'll be on their homepage. And is Miss Janet
awesome.
Available?
Yes, I'm
is
here.
Is Janet on the line?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
All right, Janet.
What a great show. Hi.
How you doing? Well, I know Chris got another favorite song that we want you to introduce.
Yes. Yes, this song is called Heaven Belongs to You by Carrie Brown and the Full Gospel Holy Temple Mass Choir. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Bye.
Amen. Amen.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to this great show about Chris Mooney. And, wow, have we had some great sharing so far. Great guests, great memories, wonderful people here with us tonight. And one person who's also here with us is Erica Pollan. Erica, are you there? Okay, Erica Pollan. She's not there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on.
Well, let's go on. Okay. Denise Chamberlain, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you mind speaking out about Chris? Would you give us what you know about him, like your experiences with him? Go ahead.
Yes, well.
Hi, Denise. Love you, sweetie.
Love you, too. How are you?
Awesome to know this is going on. I'm just so blessed in this regard. Thank you all so much. Go ahead, Denise.
Yes, actually, the first time that I spoke to Chris, I wasn't in a good situation. And he said, I didn't know you was going to pick up or not. And I said, why not? He was like, I just didn't know because he only watched me on Facebook. And like I said, once I picked up, it was just like I knew him for forever. We clicked. And it was just amazing that the friendship that we created, me and Chris would talk on the phone, be on Messenger, doing little stupid stuff. We would do pictures and, you know, put little stuff on our face that you can do through Messenger. And I know we're grown, but I said we sitting up here acting like kids. So we would do that. And then the radio show came about, and me and Chris were able to do that together. That right there, that was something that I definitely will cherish for the rest of my life. He motivated me. He was more than just my friend. He was my teacher as well. Because I know I can get down, and Chris, he was that one, come on, come on. You know, you need to get this together, Denise. You need to come on. So that's definitely something that I loved about Chris. And then finally, here comes World Vitiligo Day. And I'm thinking, like I said, you guys, I've only talked to Chris, you know, through Messenger. So I really didn't know what Chris was going to look like. So, but through Messenger, you know how he has this big demeanor and everything, all these big ideas and stuff. So automatically you thinking, okay, he's going to be a guy that's going to be 6 foot tall. 6 foot tall, you know, and everything. And then here he comes. You know, he's short and everything. And so I'm just like, Chris, you're not what I expected. Because I'm like, I'm taller than you, Chris. So, you know, we laughed about that and everything. And then at World Vitiligo Day, he brought tears in my eyes because he surprised me with my magazine that he purchased. And he also, as well, he signed it. So I did that right there. That was, he warmed my heart. And then I like the fact that how he was with the vitiligo community. Like Ms. Blank said, it didn't matter what group he was in. Chris included everybody. It did not matter. So that right there, he has a big, big heart. And there was so many projects that he was working on, and as far as he was even working on my book. But unfortunately, you know, he didn't get to finish that. But I know one thing that Chris did say, as far as with me, him being friends, he would. It's a text that he ended up sending, and he was just like, as a friend, I love you so much, Denise. I hope you know that. You're at the heart, of a lot of my projects. I'll always include you.
Yeah.
And
then I said,
you know I love you too. You know I appreciate you including me too. It feels good to know people really genuinely care for me because it's a lot of people that fake. I said, you help me try to keep my head up. So he was always there in my corner. And one of his poems that stands out to me is called Vitiligo Strength. And it goes by, I will speak the truth no matter where I go. Through every city I visit, I'll leave my mark like a tornado. I go lightning fast and never slow. I feel the passion and success in tow. I vast knowledge that I'm on a task to show. The world will know our strength gained from Vitiligo Mooney. So that was one of his poems that I really, really enjoyed. And Miss Mooney, I'm definitely going to end up sending you a text. And, I mean, it makes me want to cry because he did send me a picture and he let me know, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. So anything that people that, this stuff that you have to do, do it. Do it. Don't wait, because you never know what tomorrow brings.
Yes. Yes.
That right there. And I'm pretty sure you guys have seen, you know, I haven't been showing my face or anything, but just the stuff that had happened with Chris. He wanted me to come back out. So I am. I'm trying.
Mm.
I'm going to do it for him.
Thank you, sweetie. Can I just let you see for just a moment, Denise, the poem you just read, we share the same love for it because I chose that to be put underneath his picture on his obituary. It's just the first couple of lines,
wow.
But yes. Yes, yes. So for you to read that,
yes.
It's just, oh, my God. Yes, it touched me. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And just know he loved his whole vitiligo community, but he knows that I was working. I do a art that's called tubing, and he knows that I had drawn your heart face. Anyone who doesn't know Denise, she has this beautiful heart shape on her face of her vitiligo, and he knows that I was starting. I think he may have told. He said, "I'm gonna let her know you're working on this with your art." That's how unique you are and how you were to him.
Thank you. He was unique.
You're
to
welcome.
Me too. Very unique. One of a kind.
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm not sure. Go ahead. If you're not speaking right now, go ahead and put yourself on mute until you decide to talk. So if everyone could mute until you come back on, that would be great. We got some background noise. All right. Thank you. We should have Erica Poland on the line. Erica, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm calling in from Maryland. How are you guys today?
Hello, Erica.
Good. Doing great.
So, again, my name is Erica Poland. Yes, my name is Erica Poland, and I had the pleasure, of meeting Mooney, and that's what we called him. I met Mooney actually through Sharon Frazier, but I have a publishing company, wepublishingcompany.com. So Mooney was my very, very, very first client. To God be the glory. I mean, and he had just brought so many. We became just buds, right? My husband, he did the tutorial part of publishing. So he wanted to self-publish, and my company offered self-publishing, but Mooney was my very, very first client, and what an amazing, amazing man, just inside and outside. He wanted to make a difference in the communities of vitiligo, and so he did. I ended up giving him an award. So he is actually up on my website as author of the month. So Mooney actually became an award-winning author. So I definitely want to continue to promote his book. And we so love him. My husband worked with him as well, just on a tutorial part. But we so love Mooney. Mooney was such an amazing, encouraging, inspiring young man. And he will be dearly missed. And it's so crazy because I had just spoke to Mooney maybe 2 weeks ago. He and his son, I guess it's his oldest son, wanted to use some more of my services for another project, about to bring out. So I don't know if Mooney's mom is on the phone, but if that is the case, you know, I would still be willing to work with his son just to get his book out, because I know he was working sun up to sundown on that second book. So we didn't get that far, unfortunately. I was devastated when I got the call that he passed away, because I was so looking forward to him. But again, what an honor it was to meet Mooney. He touched my heart, right, along with just the publishing company. So I used to call and check on him, right, when he was driving his truck, just to make sure he was okay. So I just pray that he's at peace. I am praying for the family, and please let me know if there's anything I can do.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Erica. I can tell your whole heart and soul is poured out. Go ahead. Okay,
I just wanted to personally thank her. I immediately framed the award, and he was just so proud. He was so proud. He kept the envelope that she sent it in right in front of him where he does all his work. So thank you so very much. That was so wonderful.
You're welcome. God bless you. And Sharon has my phone number. So if, you know, you want to talk after, you know, whenever, please know that I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Erica. We have a song coming up, Casting Crowns, their song called Scars in Heaven. Casting Crowns. Let's go ahead and listen to that song.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven that won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road
was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now.
Okay, great song. I want to introduce someone who Chris was her uncle, if she's here on the line with us. Her name is Sierra Lohman. Sierra, are you with us? Sierra Lohman. Okay, well, hopefully she'll call in and let us know about what she thought about her uncle. I'm sure it's very touching. We're going to go ahead and listen to another song. This is by Smokey Robinson called Really Gonna Miss You. So let's listen to this song by Smokey Robinson called Really Gonna Miss You. Let's go ahead and listen to it.
Janet, can we take the caller ending in 5143? Caller, can you tell us your name and go ahead and make your comment?
Caller, whose last four digits.
I just got on, so
okay.
I'd rather
right.
listen for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and go to Smokey Robinson.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you your finest hour, I was down with you. And without you, things won't be the same. But there's a higher power that we answer to. And you heard him calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. I know you want us all to be strong. Really gonna miss you. I know you've gone to that magic place. Oh, singing you a brand new song.
We have a call-in number, 845-241-9985. That's 845-241-9985. And I'm going to read something before we take calls. It says, Sharon just texted me this information. I believe it's the viewing, or correct me if it's the viewing or the funeral itself, Wednesday, September 15th at Saints Teresa and Bridget Church, 2401 North Grand Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. Again, that's Wednesday, September 15th at Saints Teresa and Bridget Church, 2401 North Grand Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. I hope I got that right.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, let's go ahead. I'm not sure. The only callers we have right now are those already on the line. So is there anyone else that want to jump in here and say anything more about Chris? Just jump in.
Can I, Janet, I just want to ask if the services will be live streamed online, because so for those of us who can't come be there physically, we can be online and participate and watch online.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering
we
if
are
they
trying
would be streamed.
I'm sorry, we are trying to figure that out with the church. I'm not sure, but we will definitely let you know.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
also, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I believe I have enough strength. This is it's just one of his many, many poems, but this one actually is one that he was making into a song. So just bear with me. It's called Vitiligo. Go, Vitiligo. 5'3", and yeah, that's about all. But add my positive attitude. I'm 10 feet tall. I'm not ignorant to people who love to stare. I just smile, say hi, like I just don't care. It's my imperative to change the narrative to something I crave, like happy kids and orange cupcakes. I just need you to bob to the flow. I love me and my vitiligo. And it goes V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O. V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O. Vitiligo, vitiligo, vitiligo. You don't even know me. I got a deeper history. I wasn't always strong and called the vitiligo voice of victory. My poetry, it's a floratry. I love to touch lives of those who double color tree. Never alone. I'm always in one zone. But let me get real. To live black and white in plain sight, it's harder than steel. Plus, I steal the show. I love me and my vitiligo. V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O. V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O. Vitiligo, 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 vitiligo. Michael wasn't ready and the world wasn't ready yet. I'm planting my feet on your mark. Get set. Now I'm ready and willing. I'm the V-colored villain. Hearts will drop, but I'm straight chilling. And if you didn't know, you ought to know, I'm filled with pride and love, my vitiligo. V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O. V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know
one thing
but
it's right, some very
song.
Amazing verses,
yeah.
And poems and guidance.
Mm-hmm. Talented, very talented.
I'll just never, ever forget when he could just lift us up with just his words and lift us up just when he listened to us. No matter what time
and
of night it was.
Good.
I don't know why we keep saying it.
Yes. And this is just one I couldn't even tell you how many did it
sleep when we went to sleep.
Yeah.
We said goodbye. We always said goodbye with a happy smile. And I'm definitely going to miss
it. I'm sorry.
Definitely. Marvin with us still?
I'm sorry, I heard someone answering
Garvin,
question.
Are you still listening to the question?
Yes, I'm still here.
If you have so many calls, you guys, I don't know who's who, so just feel free to jump in and say whatever you would like to say. This is our last little bit of minutes that we are going to take to just you guys say anything that you feel like you need to get off your heart to Chris.
This is Marvin. I'm still here.
Yeah, only thing I would like to say, I know Chris know how to cut a rug.
I know that he can dance. Okay, I guess I'm going to call you guys out. Okay, let's go with caller 6499.
That's Marvin. Yes, and then you know, I'm still here. You asked what I'm still on?
Caller 6499.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Marvin.
3525.
That's Perry.
Okay, you guys. Caller 1-866.
Denise.
Caller 2792. You guys jump in and say something. Caller 6806.
That's me, Denise.
Caller 2637. And caller 5143, who is going to step in. Reverend Marshall, is that you?
We have Reverend Marshall with us.
Daddy, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Daddy,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm not on mute.
Yes, for some reason I can't hear anybody.
Okay,
oh,
well,
okay.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to share about Chris. He was the one that helped me the most when Sharon asked me to host a show. It started out, we were doing news topics, and it just so happened that it was the same time that there were 25 people running for president in the Democratic Party. And we just had a lot of fun going through each person and their platform, and a lot of great discussion, and Chris has helped me step by step through all of that. He would call from the road and help me co-host, and I just really appreciated that so much. And we clicked so easily, and I just remember him just being a comfort there with me. And he was funny, just a lot of fun, and we laughed a lot. And, you know, just carried on these radio shows. And that's what I remember. I didn't get to know him very long. If I had to sum him up in one word, I would just say fun, a lot of fun. So that's what I wanted to share about Chris.
I'd like to add to that because she mentions the word fun, and I don't know, it's maybe not appropriate for the radio, but just because I'm sharing it, I think it's okay. He met his demise, the final diagnosis being a fungal infection that actually took over his entire body. But with that being said, I have a T-shirt that's being made that says, I forgot how it goes, not that he met his demise with fungal disease, but because he was a fun guy, F-U-N-G-I. And I'm sure he would get a kick out of that. Yes, yes.
He would.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. And you see where it comes from.
Yeah.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
A fun guy.
Yeah,
here
like
we go.
His mom is full of energy and fun also.
Mm-hmm.
You always make me laugh. You always make me smile no matter how difficult the situation is.
mm-hmm. taking it step by step and asking our Lord and Savior to order the rest of them. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Reverend Marshall is with us, and he's going to go ahead and take us out. And we are going to end with the song Gone Too Soon. So stay with us and enjoy that after Reverend Marshall goes ahead and does our prayer for this evening. And I thank each and every one of you guys for making this such an amazing evening. I appreciate you coming out. I'm very pleased and shocked at the love that we could come together and do. This was wonderful. We can do wonderful things. And I hope, Mom, I hope you were pleased.
Yes, thank you so much, Sharon. I love you.
I love you, too. You know that. And I'm always there for you no matter what. Okay? No matter what.
Yes.
I will always be there. You pick up that phone. You call me. I'm to deal, you guys. I'm trying to get her to come move down here with me, okay? I've been trying
for a long
time.
Don't ever think I'm not thinking about it.
I know
she
you're
can't
not.
Leave
I know.
Grandkids.
Say that again.
I said she cannot leave those grandkids.
You know
oh,
it.
Oh, we can bring them, little honey. We can bring them. We got enough room.
Oh, okay. If you can,
we
can start all over
we
again.
We really can. No, we can bring them. Yeah, especially the little ones. She's so cute. They're just adorable. They really
mm-hmm.
are. But we are there to help in any way with the kids and what they need. School closed. Just let us know. Don't think you're alone. Okay, you're only alone if you don't speak.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Janet.
Are y'all ready to pray?
Yeah. Sure.
Father,
go ahead and lead us in a prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the life of this young man. Thank you for all of the courageous things that he's done, showing love in people's lives. We thank you for his mother who bore him. And that was with part of the experience. Now, Lord, that he's taken on the new experience in the new world, we ask that you bless the people that are here, strengthen them, give them courage to endure the duration. In the name of Jesus, we bind all the powers of darkness, and we loose all the powers of heaven in the name of Jesus. And bless these, our people who have come and to share love at such a time as this from the many different parts of the country. Thank you, Father, for them. Thank you for their concern, and thank you for their attitude of gratitude toward this family. Now, we ask that you keep us, hold us in the hollow of your hand, uplift these bereaved hearts everywhere in the name of Jesus. That thou would do these things for us. Let your light shine upon the family's life. Let your joy overtake them. Let your peace enter into their minds, into their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And the people that cannot attend the service, please, on that day, light a candle. Just light a candle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Like a comet
blazing cross the evening sky. Gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye. Gone too soon. Shiny and sparkling and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon. Upon a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
We love you, Chris. We love you, Chris. We love you, Mom. You're in our prayers always. Good night.